This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In 2020, social justice advocates called for major police reforms. But in Wisconsin, they've come up against a system where police departments are insulated from accountability by design. As Corrine Hess reports, it's been that way for more than 100 years.
No justice! No peace!
Since summer, social justice marchers have called for systemic changes in police departments. In October, this group in the Milwaukee suburb of Wauwatosa called for the firing of an officer who killed three people of color there in 5 years. Protesters and community members told Mayor Dennis McBride that he needs to make bold changes.
People insisted over and over again that I fire Officer Mensa and I fire the police chief and I do this and I do that. And I would say to them, I don't have that authority under Wisconsin law.
Under state law, mayors don't hire and fire police chiefs, and they can't discipline rank-and-file members of police departments. That authority rests with volunteer citizen boards known as police and fire commissions. The system is designed to protect law enforcement from political meddling. It keeps a corrupt mayor from being able to put pressure on a police chief. But it also means when there's a bad cop or a bad chief, the mayor or city council can't step in. David Kennedy is a criminologist with John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. He says citizen oversight boards date back more than 120 years in some cities, but in practice, he says,
that essentially ensures that lack of accountability.
Over the last year, the lack of accountability has been visibly frustrating for Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. In early 2020, a Milwaukee police officer was charged with first-degree reckless homicide after using a chokehold on a man during a fight at his home. Barrett called for his resignation. Instead, the officer was placed on paid leave by the city's police chief. The officer later resigned and is awaiting trial. Milwaukee's police chief was eventually demoted and later resigned. That move was also contentious, and the former chief is preparing to sue the city. Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission has been deadlocked on hiring a new police chief. Barrett says state law needs to be changed to give mayors more power.
Whether it's me or not, they can wait till the next mayor, as far as I'm concerned. I think you do have to have a police chief that's accountable to the elected officials.
In Wauwatosa, McBride's handling of the Black Lives Matter protests and the police department have made him enemies with both groups. Last month, PowerPoint slides created by members of the police department and first reported by the Wisconsin Examiner named McBride as a high-value target. As mayor, McBride can't call for disciplinary action, but he can file charges with the Police and Fire Commission.
Any member of the community who feels that he or she has been mistreated by any police department can file charges.
Meanwhile, McBride doesn't have much confidence that the Republican-led state legislature will change state law to give more power to mayors, but he does have an idea for reform. He says police and fire chiefs should be limited to 10-year terms. He compared it to judges who have to run for re-election every 10 years. In Wisconsin, sheriffs also have to run for re-election every 4 years.
A 10-year term with perhaps an opportunity for an additional 10-year term. That would be some sort of a break on a chief who may not feel entirely accountable to the Police and Fire Commission, or certainly to the elected officials.
State Senator Van Wongard is a Republican from Racine who used to be a cop. He also chairs the Senate's Public Safety Committee. Wongard didn't respond to requests for comments, but he has introduced several police reform bills, including one that would increase community involvement in Milwaukee and Madison's Police and Fire Commissions. At the time, he said, most law enforcement officers do an outstanding job, but increasing accountability and transparency will increase trust. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.